Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In recent weeks, protesters have sought to shine a spotlight on the perceived moral shortcomings of international corporations. But as York University Associate Professor of Law Aaron Deere explains, a variety of regulatory options are used to encourage corporations to consider the rights of individuals along with the bottom line.
How can the law best respond to concerns that Western transnational corporations may be involved in human rights violating activity in the developing world? In the U.S., a new provision proposed in the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act seeks to address the trade in conflict minerals, which has contributed to human rights abuses, through the lens of disclosure. The legislation directs the Securities and Exchange Commission to adopt rules that will require publicly traded firms to report on whether they use conflict minerals in manufacturing their products and whether those minerals originated in the Democratic Republic of the Congo or an adjoining country. Rather than overtly prohibiting the use of conflict minerals, this form of regulation has a slightly more subtle approach. It is anticipated that increased exposure will cause corporate actors to reflect on their use of the impugned minerals and cause them to voluntarily pursue corrective measures. Is there empirical evidence to support this line of thinking? New research, originating from the Harvard and London business schools, suggests that when states adopt laws that require mandatory sustainability reporting, the social responsibility of business leaders increases, and companies implement more ethical practices. The research, however, is still in its infancy. As transnational business practices are increasingly placed under the microscope, governments will need to grapple with the question of whether disclosure-based approaches in securities law are an appropriate and sufficient means of promoting corporate accountability, or if more traditional punitive and deterrence-based measures are justified.
That was York University's Aaron Deere. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.